The Word of God is living and effective, able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stop judging, that you may not be judged. For as you judge, so will you be judged. And the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove that splinter from your eye,' while the wooden beam is in your eye? You hypocrite. Remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye." The Gospel of the Lord. Through the words of the Gospel, may our sins be wiped away. Brothers and sisters, human nature, wounded by sin, is always ready to make judgments about others, which unfortunately most often turns out to be as a true judgment, without possibility for someone else to defend himself. That's what Jesus thought when he so seriously warned, "Do not judge, that you may not be judged." Because the way you judge, so will you be judged. So, we're talking about our own good, the consequences of our own trial, on the future judgment of God, on which, of course, none of us wants to be judged. And Jesus conditioned that, as we have heard, with our attitude towards other person. Why was he so clear in this? Determined and clear. Simply because every time when we judge about others, we give ourselves the right that we do not deserve. From this word of Jesus starts even Pope Francis, when often he may say, "Who am I to judge?" Judging others, man rudely takes in his own hands God's right, because only God knows every human heart, and only God can be the right judge. If man judges other person, usually he crosses this just measure, and then of course he has to expect that God will treat him like that as well. Even if our human judgment about others would even be just, it can always be only temporarily, and that is why it is still uncertain. Every man, namely by the time grows, matures and changes, and that is why only that ultimate judgment, that God's judgment, can be ultimately just, and that is why God preserved judgment for himself only. Starting from this truth, that by the time everything changes, and especially man, old Greek wise man Heraclitus, using the image of the river, expressed a beautiful thought, which is often quoted. He says, it is impossible twice to enter in the same river. Why? Because the water of the river doesn't stand still, but is always flowing. And then, it is truly not the same river when you, for the second time, step into it. The previous water is already as flown far away, and only the name of the river remained. This thought was used by great Russian writer Tolstoy as encouragement that in the spirit of today's gospel warns about danger of judging others. He says, one of the greatest deceptions is that once forever we can consider people good or bad, stupid or smart. Man flows like the river, is eternally, is always changing, but still remains the same. He within himself carries all possibilities. He was stupid, smart, good, bad, or opposite. But we ask, is he still that? And this is, the writer continues, man's greatness. Because he can always change, and that is why we should never judge him. Because as soon as you judge him, he's already different. He changed, and you, in your judgment, made mistake. That warning of this great writer, dear brothers and sisters, helps us to easier understand Jesus' word about do not judge, that you may not be judged. That is why it is better, even 10 times, to close your mouth and suppress from judgment than once quickly say some unjust judgment about someone and then simply bring the guilt to yourself. If for this word of Jesus, if those, who recently, through different media, were judging visionaries and Our Lady and friars here in Medjugorje, if they knew this sentence only, for sure, they wouldn't be doing that. But their behavior doesn't give us any right that we judge them, that we pay back in return the same way. Let us leave that to the one who knows the thoughts of the hearts, and that is why he's the only one who can be just judge. This word of Jesus reminds us all on what we constantly repeat, praying the Lord's Prayer, Our Father, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. In both cases, Jesus, our behavior towards other persons made measures of God's behavior towards us. Who doesn't judge, he doesn't have to be afraid of God's judgment. Who forgives can be sure that even God will forgive him. Measure that we use in our own relation towards others will be applied, will be used at God's judgments towards us, Jesus says. Instead of having that always in mind and in accordance to that behave, very often we easily start slandering, gossiping about others. Gossip that very soon turns into very severe judgment. Often we might say, how can I forgive him when he offended me so much? Forgetting that every day we offend God with our sins. And though we still expect from him to be merciful to us and to forgive us. Apostle James warns us in his letter that very often we behave towards others like this. He says, one who does not express mercy, he will be facing the judgment without mercy, and mercy is smiling to the judgment. apostle says. To confirm the seriousness of his word, we have heard Jesus uses drastic comparison. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? The difference between splinter and wooden beam, I believe, we do not need to clarify. Truly, how often we are ready to emphasize someone else's, sometimes even little, weaknesses or mistakes, and at that time we make them even bigger. While our great weaknesses we hide or we try to diminish them. Literally speaking, only when from our own eye we take wooden beam, and that is great piece of wood, then we have right to point with our finger at the splinter that we notice or perceive in the eye of another person. That is, when we truly face our own weaknesses and we defeat them, only then we can warn the other person about his own weaknesses, but warn not to judge. Using other words, right for the brotherly warning about which Jesus talks on the other spot has only one who always anew requests himself and who is ready to change. Sometimes we are in doubt to warn, to remind other person because of his open sin, or maybe clear sin, or maybe simply to keep quiet about everything because we are not sure about how will that person react. Jesus says that we are obliged to remind, but in the right way, tenderly and friendly. He says, if your brother makes mistake, go and remind him, warn him alone, aside. If he becomes better, you achieve better. So, I'm warning not just anybody, but my brother, that is my sister, so that still I could consider them as brother or as sister. Brothers and sisters, the person that we desire to warn or remind has to feel from our words that we do not say that to him from above, and that with that we do not want to offend him, but out of friendly intentions we desire to help him to resist to the temptation of the evil and not to become the victim of that evil. That is why it is the best first to pray for the one whom we desire to remind on something, his bad wrong behavior, or maybe even real sin, what should be changed. In prayer, we'll find the best way for our word not to be understood as a judgment, but as the sincere brotherly warning. That, to all of us, the best example can be Our Lady, who always, with no differences, names us or calls us with dear children, and tenderly warning us, she promises to all of us her intercession with God. Amen.